need to know what that is. Once you know what your values are, then the next step is to go, what's my ideal picture of the world? How do I think the world ought to be? Now, it's not going to turn out the way you think it ought to be. It's going to turn out as the sum total of all of us doing this. But how can the world ever fulfill its purpose when we as individuals have failed to recognize our own? Everybody in the world, I think it was Francis Bacon that said, here's a test to see if your mission on earth is finished. If you're alive, it isn't. So if you're here, there's clearly a reason for you to be here that you can embrace. And it begins with knowing what you value and then hooking that up to your idea of how the world ought to be.
And then how do you make the next step to what you should be doing day to day?
The next step is to make sure that whatever you do in the world fulfills your values and moves towards that vision of a perfect world.
Mm. And your workshop and other things show how to operationalize that. Like, what do I do Monday morning?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to fit all of that into a minute of conversation.
Jordan from Eugene, welcome to the program. You're on with Rick Kirshner.
Hello, Rick. This is Jordan from Eugene. I knew you in Portland.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Great. Western States Chiropractic.
Oh, yeah, sure. Gosh.
It's been a long time.
A very long time, 20-some years.
Your book sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
You're the one that first taught me about that effectiveness really is the measure of truth, and I've kind of tried to live that in many ways. I'm wondering if your book discusses really bringing that into the focus of creating harmony in the family and harmony outside the family as a goal, or is it more wide open than that? Whatever your individual goals are.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Good holiday to you.
We really believe that family is the core of a functional society, and that you're never going to see changes happen in the community until you see those changes happen within families, and they won't happen within families until they start with individuals. So our whole idea is starting with you, branching out to your family, then branching from there out into the larger society. We can live in peace, we can live in love, and we can find fulfillment.
That was, I gave you the little rap sign, and you did that very well. And Rick is the author of Dealing with Relatives, Even If You Can't Stand Them. Rick, thank you. This was great. We'll do this again. Next is Here and Now from WBUR in Boston. If you're listening to us on the internet via IJPR, stay tuned for our music program, Open Air, after our rebroadcast in the evening news from the BBC. Keith Henty's the producer. I'm Jeff Golden. Have a terrific holiday. Until Thursday at 8 a.m., do what you can do.